The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
People of Chicago, you're tuned into In the Know Radio, a show about money, investing, retirement, and life with your hosts, Craig and Leslie Bolanos, co-founders of Wealth Management Group.
It's time, America. Get your game face.
Put your savings to work and finance the lifestyle you want with real advice from real people.
You're emotionally tied to your money.
Separate the confusion from the facts to get prepared for whatever comes your way and get it right here.
You got to make sure you've got plans for a rainy day.
What's the number you need to live out your retirement dreams?
$60 billion.
Holy cow!
Wait, did Leslie really just say $60 billion?
All you need to know is that Wealth Management Group is in the financial planning business, so you can be in the fun and retirement business. So get your retirement on, people. Their phone lines are always open at 833-WMG-PLAN. Now, here's Craig and Leslie.
All right, we're coming to you every week from what is the frozen tundra in Chicago. It's no longer just contained at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. I feel like I've been living in the frozen tundra for a couple of weeks now. What do you think, Leslie?
Yes, and I'm just thankful that I have electricity and water, unlike
you know, Yes, I keep threatening to move to the great state of Texas, and I'm reminded right now why I'm not there yet. I mean, who wants sunshine? Who wants tax-free states? Who wants to be able to shoot automatic weapons? Well, I mean, I want to do all those things. But the reality is, when you don't have electricity for days and days on end, I'm reminded that I'm happy I wasn't relying on wind turbines for the second largest power source that tend to freeze up when all hell breaks loose in the great state of Texas. But we're not here to debate how to run energy policy. I want to help you get retired and stay retired. And that means talking about some of the retirement risks that you need to be watching out for. You know, when we all think about risks, Leslie, I think it's the common things like, oh, you know, what if my car breaks down? That's a risk because now I've got payments. Delay time. I got to get it repaired. You know, another risk was me running over the newspaper with a snowblower. Doesn't work that well. Snowblowers are for snow. They're not for large Sunday tributes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, wholeheartedly.
Yes, we learned that the hard way. You know, but the reality is, you know, there's no bigger risk when it comes to your retirement than the risk of actually outliving your money. You know, for the college kid, we've talked about the fact that we like to, you know, teach real world lessons. And I relished the fact when he was a freshman up at Hillsdale that he only had 3 weeks worth of money, even though there were 4 weeks in the first month, right? I mean, you learn by experience. But when it comes to your retirement, you can't gamble. You know, if you fail retirement, I mean, what are you going to do? Move back in with your kids? That's probably not a good solution. So today I want to break down the things that you ought to be paying attention to, and more importantly, give you an opportunity to find solutions to solve these most vexing problems. And, you know, Leslie, some of the big things we need to be paying attention to is tax risk in retirement. We now are at a point in time because we've printed so much money in a low rate environment that has spurred inflation risk. It's back in vogue. You look at things like this gold trade, silver trade, maybe even the cryptocurrency trade. Maybe that's because people are worried what's coming down the pipe when you print money like a drunken sailor. And away from that, there's a whole sort of other things that we got to be discussing in today's show. But if you're ready to take control of your financial future, if you want to work with like-minded individuals, the Wealth Management Group team stands ready to help you. Leslie, where do they find us?
You can reach us at 833-WMG-PLAN or go out to our website at investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com.
All righty. So I got to tell you that thanks to increased government spending during the pandemic and a national debt that now exceeds $27 trillion. Oh, and don't even get me started on something complicated called the GDP versus our debt ratio. It's gone from ugly to bad. I hope it gets less bad, but we're talking about an undeniable truth, which is when there are revenue shortfalls, well, that means politicians typically reach for whose wallet? Yours or theirs, Leslie? Yeah, they're coming for our money. And that's why I think we're standing at the precipice where we're finally going to enter that period where we're going to have marginal tax rates creep up. I think the word, though, is creep. They're not going to jump overnight. But, you know, the problem is when marginal tax rates start creeping up, I worry about monies where the government is a partner with you. Well, what do I mean by that? Your regular 401k, your regular IRA, the government is a partner in that. The problem is, how big of a partner are they? Well, it depends on what the marginal tax rates are for you at the time you make withdrawals. So I think one of the things we talk about time and time again is if we are in this period of time that got capped off with incredibly low historical tax rates, courtesy of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, you know, what are some of the ways and what are some of the things that you can do to take advantage of the low rates that are out there today, Leslie?
Well, one of them is a Roth IRA where you pay tax on contributions, but not on distributions. And they're not subject to the RMD. So you don't have to take money from them when you turn 72.
Yeah, which is utterly fantastic. So again, the Roth IRA is simply the antithesis of the traditional deductible IRA. You're funding with after-tax dollars, getting tax-deferred, tax-sheltered growth, and getting tax-free distributions. And best of all, too, Roth IRAs don't have any minimum required distributions. Now, the big thing is I've got to have you working with an advisor that's going to help you target what we call a corridor of conversion, meaning how much money should we be moving from the left pocket to the right pocket, staying within the right set of tax brackets and not having any negative consequence. This is critical to your long-term retirement. And if you want some help navigating and figuring out that corridor of where you should be relative to the tax-free safety zone, you got to give us a ring today.
You're going to call us at 833-WMG-PLAN. Again, that's 833-WMG-PLAN.
Absolutely. 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to that website, investwithwmg.com. Now, the other thing that's out there is there are so many other forms of taxation on other things you need to get retired and stay retired. I'm talking about your other investments. I'm talking about the investments in your joint account, your brokerage account, your trust account, et cetera. And especially now that everyone's 1099s are coming in, you know, those are the tax forms that tell you what you had in dividends, what you had in interest, how many capital gains you generated. Is now is a great time to ask yourself, or better yet, ask the professionals at the Wealth Management Group, are you being as tax effective as you can? Are you optimizing your investments for your personal tax return? Because Leslie, everyone's at a different tax rate. Some people pay zero, others are paying 12, some are paying 22, some are paying 24, some are paying 37. I don't know. There's a big difference between 37 and zero, and I'm sure you would agree. And the bottom line is, not all capital gains are created equal. There's a big difference between short-term gains, long-term gains, and there's a big difference for those that pay no tax and those that pay a ton of tax. Holding periods definitively matter. In addition to that, just as capital gains are not treated equally, neither are dividends. I mean, Leslie, would you rather pay a tax rate of 15 or pay a tax rate of as high as 37?
Yeah, 15 sounds better to me.
Yeah, I think 15 sounds a lot better. So to what degree are you focusing on maximizing qualified dividend income inside of your portfolio? And then there's another item that I talk about with everybody. A lot of investors, might be you, our listening audience, don't just own stocks. You might own portfolios that are diversified between stocks and bonds. And just as we love the Roth IRA because they are tax-free, there are certain bonds that we emphatically love more often than not in your taxable investment account, and they too are tax-free. It's called tax-free muni bonds. Now, I'm not recommending that anybody listening into the megawatts of this radio station, which, you know, goes from, you know, Illinois, Northwest Indiana, up through South Central Wisconsin, you don't want to be buying Illinois municipal bonds, do you, Leslie?
No.
No, the state is totally broke. We're going bankrupt. I mean, we're circling the toilet bowl. I feel that way every single day in Illinois. But the reality is there are so many great states that have wonderful finances where you can have the safe money in your portfolio generating tax-free interest. And I just bring up for discussion for an awful lot of people, if you look at the tax-free interest rate you can get, versus the taxable equivalent, you might just be better buying tax-free bonds in your portfolio. Are you? I don't know, but your 1099 is going to reveal how you're positioned. So we want to help free you of paying more money in taxes than you need to. It's not just a discussion of interest income, not just a discussion of the type of dividends you're using, not just limited to how tax efficient you are in terms of optimizations, netting gains and losses against each other. It's an everything thing. And I want you to get a complimentary analysis from your friends today at the Wealth Management Group. 833-WMG-PLAN. Invest with WMG.com. Now, Leslie, when we come back, I know that there's a couple of things coming up. You've got some questions that some people have emailed. As always, make sure they're anonymous. But as you ask those questions, I'm hoping I've got the answers for our listening audience when we come back from this break. You're listening to Craig and Leslie in the Know, your favorite station, AM 560, The Answer.
It's more In the Know Radio with Craig and Leslie Bolanos, where their goal is to pummel you with financial know-how until you say uncle.
All right, Leslie, you teased it before the break. Tee it up. You had a question or two that had come in through the email bin. What do you got?
So you're always stressing how retirees need to pay attention to their tax burden. And someone wanted to know, why do you think retirees need to worry about their tax burden more than they might have assumed?
Well, because there's a fallacy, and I was a part of it for the first part of my career. We've been doing this for more than a quarter century. And what we did wrong as financial planners, financial advisors back in the 90s, the early part of the 2000s, is the standard package was this: Mr. and Mrs. Client, we're going to help you spend down and utilize your non-IRA assets first. Then we're going to help you utilize your traditional IRAs second. And then and only then will we tap into your tax-free money third. And you know what? It's simple. It's eloquent. And sometimes simple and eloquent is incredibly effective. It is not when it comes down to this topic of taxation. Because what happens is I meet people all the time through the platform of this radio station on Salem and other media outlets we're on, where they still are following this advice to this day. They've been spending down their non-retirement accounts first, and then they get to a point in time where what's left is all traditional 401k, traditional IRA, annuity, and they have lost control. What have they lost control over? They haven't necessarily lost control of their income. They haven't necessarily lost control of their returns. They've lost control of their taxes. You know, I always think about a story. There's someone who called us up like 7 years ago from this station. And he said, Craig, I finally get it. I need to put a new roof on my house. And I got to take out $37,000 just to have the money to pay for the roof. And I'm like, holy cow, that's an expensive roof. And he goes, no, I'm only taking out $37,000 because I got to pay all these taxes. So I got to suck out $37,000 to net like $26,000. And I'm like, oh my heavens, you're right. You must have followed that old advice. So listen, the reason I say people are consistently and constantly surprised is if you are in the middle class, if you are in that marginal tax rate of 12%, 22%, 24%, your tax rate arguably isn't going to be lower when you're retired. It's probably going to be the same. And married couples, here's the risk for you. And I know this all too well for my mom. Married couples, when one partner moves into the grace of God, becomes an angel overnight, all of a sudden, you go from having larger tax brackets, a larger standard deduction, all these other things, and you become a single person. And I've seen time and time again, single people who, while they were legally married, were in the 24% bracket, but when they're filing an individual return, they jump up to 32. That's a problem. So not only do I talk about doing Roth conversions to protect you, a big part of this is doing things to protect your best friend in life, your husband or wife, surviving spouse. So Leslie, that was a very long soliloquy of an answer, but that's what it comes down to when you ask, why should we be concerned in retirement? Why should we be more concerned? Because it's always about the taxes. But I know you're looking at me funny. Sounds like you got a follow-up question.
Well, I don't, because you kind of answered it. They wanted to know what are all the sources of income that could really add up. And you kind of went through every single one just now. So we're pretty much the ones that are important.
No, so, I think that clears it up then, right? But, you know, there's other things that people ought to be paying attention to. Like one of the most common things, you know, I see you write the responses all the time, is, you know, people are asking, hey, you know, what happened to these RMDs? They used to be at 70 and a half. Now they're at 72. But people say what to you?
They want to know, how do RMDs actually work? And what are the amounts based off of? How am I supposed to figure out what I owe?
Right. And I could almost let you answer, but, you know, I'll take it here. It's, again, all we're looking is we're looking at your December 31st, 2020 balance. That's the balance in your IRA, your old employer 401k that you're no longer working at. And we take those December 31st balances, we add them up, we compare them to a life expectancy table. The uniform table is what most people are operating under. And then we do some math. And it gives us the dollar amount that needs to come out. So if you have a good year in your investments, like 2020, plus you become an age wiser and an age older, you might see a significant jump in your 2020 RMD compared to what your 2020 in your 2021 RMD compared to what your 2020 RMD would have been had you needed to take it, because as a reminder, they were suspended. So that's how the RMD works. But Leslie, I think you also wanted to ask something about this conversion thing.
Well, basically you just mentioned the Roth, how in 2020 RMDs were suspended. So I know that you had suggested to a lot of your clients of doing Roth conversions, and you've mentioned it numerous times on the radio. And someone wanted to know, how does a Roth conversion work?
Well, I mean, there's a number of steps that are there. And, you know, obviously you have your regular IRA, regular 401k. You're going to establish a Roth IRA to convert into. And then you're going to have an intelligent discussion with the wealth management group to decide, are we going to convert a dollar amount or are we going to convert securities in kind? You know, there's two different ways to do a conversion. But the real science, and maybe it's as much of an art form as it is a science, is how do we derive at what amount to convert? Well, that's a little bit more complicated. And that's why you probably need some professional help and should give us a call at 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to our website and investwithwmg.com, and we'll help put you through the paces so we can find something that is custom to you.
All right. Well, then last question that I have on this whole topic of taxes is, so we all know that people are selling homes like hotcakes right now and people are buying them up. So what can someone do to help minimize taxes if they want to sell their property?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, and you're right. The real estate market is red hot. I mean, you've even got buyers having to come in and they're being forced to sign appraisal waivers. You want to know what an appraisal waiver is?
What is that?
It's basically the buyer telling him or herself, I'm knowingly overpaying for this house because the appraisal is going to be far less than what my purchase price has been contracted for. And the appraisal waiver is saying, hey, I, the seller, I know you're overpaying and there's no way you can get out of it once we enter into this contract. I mean, it's crazy what's happening.
Wow. I did not know that's where we were.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you've got, again, we're back to, you know, it almost feels like 2006, Leslie. I mean, that was dangerous. You know, you got people, you know, 10 showings on a Saturday, three offers by the time Saturday night gets around. It's competitive out there. And again, it's all been fueled by free money. I'm sorry, not free money, loose money, liquidity, low interest rates. Yeah, sure, people are worried about them burning down the city and rioting again. But a big part of it is just that. It's the cheap money and people being committed to a lifestyle. So what do? Well, if you're selling residential real estate, I got good news. You know, the first is you get a capital gains exclusion as long as that has been your primary residence for two of the last 5 years. You know, that's worth $250,000 for a single filer, $500,000 if you're married. So the reality is Illinois real estate hasn't gone up that much in price. You're probably not going to pay any capital gains, are you, Leslie?
I don't think so.
Especially if you're living in Cook County. Sorry. But, you know, on the commercial side, it's a different schedule. You know, if you have a commercial office building, you bought it, you had great leases, Now you're looking to get out of that business because you're tired of being a landlord. You don't want to be dealing with evictions, you know, non-performing rents, et cetera. If you're successful in finding a buyer, you know, the issue is, do you want to pay a capital gain? And do you want to pay a very large capital gain when you dispose of that commercial property because you've been depreciating it pretty much down to zero over the last decade or so? Well, that enters in the world of DSTs, Delaware Statutory Trusts, or 1031 exchanges. So if you've got commercial property that you're looking to sell, and you still want passive income, but you want to get out of the business of being a landlord on your own, well, give us a call so we can point you in the direction of some DSTs and 1031 programs that might be up your alley. Leslie, how do they get a hold of us?
You can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN or go out to our website at investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com.
Yeah, listen, you've worked hard and you deserve to keep more of your hard-earned income. Take advantage of that complimentary consultation today. Give us a buzz. I will personally sit down with you and help you map out a tax mitigation strategy, not just for the current year, but looking two steps ahead, which is so important. You need proactive advice. 833-WMG-PLAN. Invest with WMG.com. More to come after the break. Craig and Leslie, In the Know, AM 560.
You want more In the Know Radio? You want more In the Know Radio? You can't handle more In the Know Radio. Yeah, you can. Welcome back. Here's more with Craig and Leslie.
You know, if I think of something that has made the retirement landscape so incredibly difficult, it is hard to narrow it down to one thing. But given a toss-up, the super high acquisition cost and maintenance cost of retiree healthcare today, or low interest rates, it is low interest rates. And let me paint a picture. Back in the day, and last time I checked, the day was not that long ago. We had 3% money markets, 5% CDs, 7% bond portfolios. Man, pinch myself. Those are days long gone. And I don't think they're coming back anytime soon. But it's the fact that we've had this ZRIP, zero rate interest policy, for so long that is weighing on an awful lot of retirees. And enter into a very confounding problem now, which is if we start having inflation, you know, inflation is where the costs of goods and services rise every single year. So your burrito bowl that costs X today starts costing X plus more tomorrow. In any one year, might not be a problem. But if you string multiple years together to create a secular trend of rising inflation, well, what are you doing to make sure that you're growing your income in retirement to keep up with that problem, which is your burrito bowl is going to be a lot more expensive in the next couple of years because of inflation? You know, these are real life concerns. And Leslie, a lot of people are getting antsy. They're getting antsy about the amount of government stimulus. And I'm not here to weigh in on whether stimulus is good, bad, or indifferent. Well, no, actually, we give opinions on this show. The truth is, stimulus supports asset prices. If you don't think stimulus supports asset prices, you're wrong. Look at the housing market. Look at the stock market. You know, look at these asset classes. They have been buoyed by stimulus. It's undeniable. You know, internally, what we talk about is the fact that there's a subsidy in the stock market. You know, the stock market would not be doing nearly as well if we didn't have the government printing presses running. But what we shouldn't be doing, if we talk about investments, I'm going to come back to interest rates and inflation in a second, is I don't think we should be spending time complaining and carping about stimulus. The question we should be asking ourselves is the stimulus ending anytime soon? And Leslie, I think a very short, unequivocal, intelligent answer to that is what?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not ending anytime soon. So invest, have fun, enjoy the ride. The party's going to continue. But the day of reckoning is eventually coming, because when you have higher interest rates, you also, when you have higher inflation, rather, you are going to have higher interest rates. And what are you doing to hedge your bets? Well, some people have been buying gold. Other people have been buying silver. Even more people have been wading into the worlds of virtual currency. Is virtual currency the new inflation hedge? Don't know. The price of Bitcoin would tell you so, but there might be other reasons that it's driving that thing up. And here's what I want you to be focused on. If you want to get retired and stay retired, you know, over the last quarter century, we've had a successful and storied history of helping people do exactly that. And it just comes down to not one, not two, but three pillars. You know, and that first pillar is just remembering that capital matters. I mean, Leslie, what's most people fear when they retire? They become nervous investors. And why is that?
They're afraid they're going to run out of money.
Yeah, they're afraid they're going to run out of money. So pillar number one should address that. Capital matters, capital matters, capital matters. Early on in that retirement, you can't afford to take on too much risk because you don't want to be swimming when the tide goes out. That means you don't want to be swimming naked in particular, as Warren Buffett would say. So let's make sure that we have investment plans suited to your risk tolerance for you, the newly retired. Part number two is you want to live off of the portfolio's income. It's the dividends and interest. So you need to have a plan to generate sufficient dividends and interest, portfolio income, in order to meet your spending obligations. But then to combat inflation, the silent killer, the financial killer. Hypertension is the silent killer in real life, but financially, the silent killer is inflation. That third pillar is so important because after you understand that capital matters, you have a plan to generate sufficient portfolio income. Got to have a plan to grow that capital base over time, because if you don't grow the capital base, how can you possibly grow the income? And if your income's not growing, you're going to fail retirement, because have you seen the higher cost of healthcare? Have you seen your rising property taxes? Have you seen the rising cost of other commodities, goods, services? Leslie, where are energy prices going at the pump right now?
They are up.
Yeah, and it's a double whammy in Illinois because of the taxes on top of higher crude oil. So make sure you have that plan that covers all three pillars. And if you say your plan falls short, let the Wealth Management Group help you. Leslie, how do they take advantage of that complimentary strategy session?
They can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN. That's 833-WMG-PLAN. Or you just go out to our website at investwithwmg.com. And there's a complimentary review at the bottom. Fill that out. We'll contact you. Again, investwithwmg.com.
You like omelets? Good. Because Craig and Leslie are back. And they're about to crack some eggs of retirement knowledge all over Chicago. Back to In the Know Radio.
You just got done talking about low interest rates, market volatility, and inflation. And I have a couple questions in regards to inflation and whatnot. So how would you help protect someone's savings from inflation?
Well, I mean, there's very easy things you can do. I mean, some of the things that are within your own control, but we can help you do this, is there are people that still love the simple concept of things like savings bonds. And savings bonds come in different varieties. There's Series E bond, double E bonds. There's also Series I bonds. Series I bonds stand for inflation bonds. If you're fearful of inflation, what should you buy? Series EE or Series I bonds? Series I, that'll hedge you from inflation. Second thing, lots of people want to have strong, secure bonds in their portfolio. And treasury securities come in different varietals. If we're worried about rising inflation, then maybe it's time that you revisit putting enough or ample amounts of treasury inflation protection securities into your portfolio. There you go. It's basically bonds that have built-in inflation protection. I've got great news for people. You can get those not only through TIPS, as I mentioned, treasury inflation protection securities, but there are investments in the tax-free market that also have inflation protection built in. If you want to learn more, you can. Tell them how, Leslie.
You can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN or go out to our website at investwithwmg.com.
And next on the list is, if retirement is all about cash flow, And I mention all the time that dividends are not necessarily created equal. If you can build a portfolio of great companies in America that have a history of paying increasing dividends, that's a big part of the secret sauce. So when a company last year that was paying 50 cents a share, now 50 cents a share doesn't sound that exciting, but when 50 cents a share to 53 cents a share, so the dividend went up 3 cents from 50 cents to 53 cents. That might not sound like a lot. Like, hey, Craig, who cares? My dividend went up 3 cents per share. Well, let's do the math here. That's a 6% increase. When was the last time you got a 6% increase on your pension? When was the last time you got a 6% increase on your Social Security? Wouldn't you like a 6% increase on your dividend income? That's what's available when you invest in the right company. So Leslie, when you say, how do we help people protect themselves? How do we hedge their savings against inflation? Well, that was four, I think, hard-hitting, actionable ideas that people can be using.
Yep. And you also mentioned pillar three, which is make sure that your capital is always growing, right? Mm-hmm. So how do people know how to invest? Like what, how do they figure out, how do you help them figure out their risk tolerance so they're not too aggressive or not aggressive enough?
Well, let me begin by saying you don't figure it out by answering a questionnaire. You know, this drives me nuts. So many, you know, investment advisors, robo advisors, you know what they do? You know, they try to find people's thresholds of pain. You know, by threshold of pain, they ask questions like, you know, how much money could you afford to lose prior to abandoning your investment strategy? No, people need advice that's better than that. And the way you get advice that's better than that is through robust planning, modeling. Because here's what happens. When you work with a wealth management group, we're going to determine the minimum rate of return you need to achieve on a certain portion of your assets. And what's important is we curtail an investment program specific to you to make sure that minimum rate of return is achieved on a subset of your assets. And hopefully what happens is you're in a position where it doesn't take every single dollar of investment you have to get you retired and keep you retired. So what we then do is we establish something called a risk budget. You know, what portion of your monies can be invested for risk, for long-term growth, for real wealth creation. And when you manage the investments to the plan, your success rate is fantastic. When you manage your investments relative to emotions, which is what risk tolerance questionnaires do, I don't know about you, Leslie, I'm not here to solve for emotion. I'm here to solve for money, what it is that people need from their accounts every single month to pursue their passions. So that's how we get it done at the Wealth Management Group.
So you talked about how to, you know, protect savings from inflation, how to figure out a, you know, a, someone's risk tolerance. So how could you help them create a retirement income plan that takes all of these variables into account?
Well, it's everything that we do on the platform of this radio show, what we do in our media appearances, you know, it's an end-to-end financial thing. So creating a retirement plan at the Wealth Management Group is beyond what you're probably doing. Because what you're probably doing with your advisor today is looking at your current assets, assuming some level of Social Security in the future, assuming some level of growth in your portfolio, and inflation's 3% a year. That's the standard package. That's not good enough. You can do that with an internet calculator on your own. What we are doing is working with our director of financial planning to literally create cash flow modeling, budgets, and then using Monte Carlo simulation to stress test conditions, rising taxes, rising inflation, changes in investments. Those are the things that we're doing to get to a probability of success. I call it a coefficient confidence index level. I think our listeners, Leslie, would love to know what their coefficient confidence index level is for retirement. Sounds fancy. It is, but the math works. Because when you invest according to a plan, that is how we get fulfillment and security. Leslie, how can they take advantage of a complimentary retirement plan from us?
They can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN or go out to our website, investwithwmg.com. Again, investwithwmg.com.
Okay, Windy City, get ready to be blown away with a hefty gust of more financial know-how, because we're back with In the Know Radio with Craig Bolanos.
Study after study after study, including the one on my computer screen right now. I know you can't see the prompter. It's the platform of radio. But here you go. This is another study citing that 49% of Americans cite running out of money as their chief concern. Are you one of them? And do you know how much money you'll need for retirement? Have you thought about what happens if you run out of money in retirement? I mean, this is, you know, making the choice between trying to go back to work or having a big downgrade in your retiree lifestyle. And that's why some people are turning to create private pension streams because they don't have a pension anymore. You know, because back in the day, you used to have Social Security, pensions, higher interest rates. Retirement was easy. Hasn't been easy for a long time. So enter in the world of the third rail, not of politics, but the third rail of annuities. You know, are they good, bad, indifferent? You know, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to your family? You know, well, again, an annuity is nothing more than a financial product that takes a lump sum of money, an investment, you would call it, and pays out a stream of income that neither you or your spouse can ever outlive. It's simple. It's guaranteed lifetime income. But yeah, there's questions that come with this all the time. And I think the most innocent one is what, Leslie?
Well, you've spoken numerous times about annuities that aren't a one-size-fits-all solution. So can you explain how different types of annuities work and some of their potential benefits?
Well, you know, there's so many. There's immediate annuities, single premium deferred annuities, fixed indexed annuities, qualified longevity annuities, hybrid annuities, variable annuities. There's so many things that are out there. Let's set the record straight. Here's what you don't want. Liquidity and access to your money has always mattered. It's going to continue to matter. You don't need to be going to a dinner seminar or doing a webinar where you inadvertently buy some annuity of any one of those types where they advertise a big bonus, free money, but your money's tied up for 12, 15, 17 years. You don't think anybody would buy those? Oh, people must be buying them all the time or they wouldn't be selling them. So if anybody's selling you a shiny object that sounds too good to be true, it is. Don't do it. Now, at Wealth Management Group, the first thing I believe is a financial plan is the resource and the blueprint you need to get retired and stay retired. And an annuity is just one of many tools that you could use, but please know, it would be used for a portion of your money. But in being used for a portion of your money, what we're here to do is sort through all the fat. All I care about is you get an annuity for a portion of your money using the concept of income flooring and one that has low cost, low to no fee, good liquidity, and provides an income stream that you and your loved ones can't outlive. It's easier said than done, but that's why we have a robust team and we do it very, very well. So if you've listened to us for years, if you're just finding us while you're channel surfing today, you know, come experience the Wealth Management Group difference, the refreshing nature it is when you get to work with advisors that are not just seasoned professionals, but advisors that have different talents all under one roof. The financial planning, the investment advice under a fiduciary standard, all of the retiree health care, the estate work, the tax strategy. And when you can get all of those resources bundled together under one roof, you know what? You start receiving what we aspire to be, which is a Four Seasons experience with FedEx efficiency. 833-WMG-PLAN. investwithwmg.com. Take advantage of that complimentary strategy session today.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.